Dave Moore on Today FM.
He's unfortunately not very happy with one of your countrymen.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
He's a critic.
Oh, I see. A critic, yeah. Right.
You'd be glad to know
I'm not one of those.
Great, you like everything.
In front of your
everything.
Bluther piano.
I am in front of my piano, yes.
Is that a Bluther?
It's not a Bluther, no. It's one that I got from a neighbour around the corner. My wife spent ages removing all of the lacquer from it so that it fits more into our aesthetic. And then I stuck an electric piano inside it because it could no longer be tuned.
Right, that's exactly what mine is being done right now.
Brilliant.
It's being electrified.
Such a good idea.
It got sent 2 days ago.
Amazing. Anyway, listen, congratulations on this brilliant movie, guys.
Thank you.
Often I think period pieces are over-romanticized. Like, what I loved about this was things like the mouth noises, the close-ups, the bedpans, the mud. It was so real.
The bum licking.
Yes, there was a bit of that.
Starping. Everything is full
throttle.
Full throttle.
Yeah, it added to, I guess, a kind of an uncomfortableness, which is a part of the story. But also, there was comedy all over this movie.
Yeah. I mean, the characters that we play by virtue of just them existing are hilarious because they can't quite find the right path and they can't quite make a good decision. So you're sort of watching these people fumbling around, making terrible choices. And that makes it hilarious to watch because everything they do is wrong, basically.
Yeah, it is. It's a very tough watch in that sense, but really enjoyable because you're just going, oh, I'm so glad that's not me. That is, Chauncey has done himself another mischief.
Yeah, so many mischiefs.
Yeah, he really does. Would there be anybody, I think, like the Duke and Duchess coming to dinner is the kind of crescendo of this movie. And for either of you, would there be anybody in real life for whom you would kind of feel like you need to make this much? Like for me, for example, a Manchester United player coming to my house would make me, you know, act like this crazily. Is there anybody for either of you?
Rich D. Grant, possibly.
Oh, yes.
Purely because I would absolutely, totally fear his thought about every single element of my decoration, what I'm wearing, what I'm cooking, who I'm inviting.
Quite right, should be.
I just know I'd get all of it wrong and he'd hate all of it.
This is just a big excuse to say I'm never inviting him to my house because I can't be bothered.
No.
Oh, dear.
No. That's not true.
Congratulations on Savage House. I know my audience will adore it. I have to go, but very quickly, Claire, am I right in thinking there's a huge Irish connection? Or your grandparents Irish?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try and get my passport.
Do it.
I know, but then I can't get my daughter one, which is going to make life difficult, isn't it? But
oh, come on.
I'm going to get my passport. I'm not going to try and do it.
I want to know 25%, which is what I've got.
Okay.
No.
I will have a word with the Department of Foreign Affairs and I will get you both passports. And
thank
your daughter.
You so much.
Irish.
That's no. All we ever need. Have you ever seen our international football team? You need to be about 8% Irish.
Yeah, but I don't play football.
Well, we'd still love to have you.
Thank you.
Guys, congratulations on the movie. Thank you so much for your time. Well done.
Thank you so much.
See ya.
Dave Moore on Today FM.